The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's currently minus 21 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Matteo Micheli. Here are today's headlines. Complaining about Quebec reopening plan, get ready to pay more for your favorite drink, and opening up who can get affordable housing. Yesterday's reopening announcement by the Prime were eagerly awaited by businesses all over the province, but not everyone got lucky in the draw. Some industries are once again feeling left out. Ivan DeJacqueline reports.
As Legault announced his plan to slowly ease restrictions starting Monday, the gym and spa industries, among others, are wondering why their sectors have been deemed less safe by the government and put last in line for reopenings. The Quebec Spa Association is calling out the incoherence in public health decisions, as well as the lack of scientific evidence to justify putting one sector over another. According to Geneviève Edmond of the Bota Bota Spa Montreal, this couldn't have come at a worse time, with Valentine's Day on its way.
Why are all my staff and my massage therapist not being able to work because we're not significant enough as an industry? Valentine's Day is coming up. Who buys gifts typically from an industry that's basically not operating?
Chief of Opposition Dominique Anglade said in a press conference this morning she felt the distress of the industries.
Businesses are increasingly demanding when it comes to asking for vaccine passports to enter their stores. Big box stores now require customers to show theirs before shopping for their products. Adrien Gartens stands in front of a Walmart store to report live on the matter. So, Adrien, how are customers reacting to this?
Well, when standing in front of Toys R Us, clients did not seem to appreciate this recent news. As I was waiting in line to talk to an employer, I could hear some parents were complaining directly to the manager about not being able to enter the stores where their unvaccinated 11-year-old kids. Tension did seem to be rising as more and more customers entered the store.
And Adrien, how does the vaccine passports demand in affect the stores in question?
Well, right now, people are indeed lining up outside Walmart, waiting for their turn to get inside. The checking area is a very, very small place, and store employers cannot accept too many people at once. With people being frustrated, this causes a mass gathering of clients lining up in front of stores, blocking the entry.
So my final question for you, Adrien, what impact do you think this obligation to customers will affect in the future?
Looking at the situation now, I think people will not keep on waiting outside forever, and stores will not accept for their entries to be blocked either. Big box stores will eventually start seeing less customers inside the stores. With the fact that more and more stores require proof of vaccination, I believe online shopping and online delivery will have a major increase in numbers for these markets.
All right, thank you, Adrien. Two people died yesterday night after what police believe it's a case of carbon monoxide poisoning in the town of Venise, Quebec. The incidents occurred around 9 p.m. when the emergency responders were called to assist a group of four people in a mobile house located in a Domaine Florent camp group on the 23rd Avenue East. All four were rushed to hospital, but two of them were pronounced dead. Officials said the poisoning appears to be an accident, but the investigation is still ongoing this Wednesday morning. The Bureau d'audience publique sur l'environnement released a report claiming that Quebec is behind on their goal of reducing landfill waste per inhabitant by 2023. This morning, Environment Minister Benoît Charette announced two important reforms in response to BAP report. Esme Bell has the story.
Quebec's Environment Minister Benoît Charest announced reforms this morning in regard to BAP's report on landfills waste in Quebec. Every container between 100 milliliters and 2 liters will now be part of a refund system. A consumer will now have to pay 10 cents to even 25 cents extra before purchasing a bottle or container. They will be refunded for the extra cost when returning the container to a deposit center, such as a dépanneur or grocery store. Charette hopes that these increased prices will help deter consumers from purchasing unnecessary waste, such as plastic water bottles.
It's not the only answer that we have to give to the VAP in regard of its report, but it's certainly an important.
There is a 6 months delay to the new reforms. Charette says that these delays are due to the pandemic. They also do not want to rush this process and make mistakes. Canadian Taxpayer Federation Quebec Director Renaud Brassard says that he does not believe the amount of consumers depositing their containers will majorly change with these price increases.
The refund scheme is an effective one. There's a lot of people that bring their bottles back. But for a lot of people who either don't own a car or are too far away from somewhere where they can bring back their bottles, they'll just assume the loss.
For Concordia News, I'm Esme Bale.
A Montreal metropolitan community bylaw sets specific standards for NyQuil in the air. Quebec will force Montreal to relax its NyQuil air emission standard by imposing its new regulation that will allow the industry to emit many more carcinogenic particles. NyQuil is considered harmful because its fine carcinogenic particles can enter the body. Montreal's standard is 15 nanograms per cubic meter over 8 hours period. Legal government wants to increase the standard for 14 nanograms to 17 nanograms daily. However, emitters will have to respect an average of 20 nanograms per year. In an attempt to relieve the housing crisis across Quebec, the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, André Laforêt, has announced measures to relax the province eligibility criteria to qualify for low-rent housing. Gabriela Villarroel is here with the details. So, Gabriela, how are housing associations responding to the news to the new measures?
Well, really, they're frustrated with the announcement. We spoke to FRAPU, a prominent Montreal housing association, and they're saying that although the measures would make it easier for people to apply to low-income housing, it would only help regions of Quebec where there are actually vacancies. So in a city like Montreal, it wouldn't change much. Housing associations are actually more concerned with getting the government to provide funding towards renovating and securing prices in existing houses rather than changing the existing eligibility measures.
The main problem is that there is not enough social housing. And for sure, to improve access, you know, to public housing in Montreal will not be, you know, the solution right now, because if we give access to people with the higher income, the waiting list will just be bigger and it will be longer for people.
So, Gabriela, how urgent is Montreal's current housing situation then?
It's incredibly urgent. The main issue is that there is a massive shortage of designated housing locations. The last time the Quebec government took any action to create new housing was last May, when they announced the renovation of 500 new low-rent units. But clearly this was not enough. Montreal's municipal housing office has made it clear that the wait list for people requiring immediate low-income housing is massive, and even prior to these measures, making it easier.
There's no maximum. People just came, make the application, and we'll see if they're eligible. And we have 24,000 people like on the waiting list. But I don't think that's going to change.
Thank you so much, Gabriela. A new survey of almost 3,600 North American students have revealed short incomings in Holocaust education. One of third students feels Holocaust is fabricated or exaggerated. The study was conducted by the Canadian charity Liberation 75, led by Dr. Alexis Lernan of Western University. Students in grade 6 and 12 were interviewed twice, once before a class focused on teaching about the Holocaust and once after. The study also showed that 92% of the students want to know more about the Holocaust. For sports news today, a Red Sox legend entered the Hall of Fame. A long-set NHL record was broken, and Félix Auger-Aliassime faced one of his biggest challenges in his young career. Valérie Bayer has the stories.
After 4 hours and 42 minutes, Daniil Medvedev defeated Canadian Félix Auger-Aliassime in 5 crazy tennis sets. Auger-Aliassime started strong with a 2-set lead, but Medvedev managed to come back to claim the victory 6-7, 3-6, 7-6, 7-5 and 6-4. Medvedev advances to the semi-final of the Australian Open and will face Stefanos Tsitsipas. This was the third match between Auger-Aliassime and Medvedev. The young tennis player lost all 3 matches against the 25-year-old Russian.
Nurse, wide on Hughes in front, they score, cutting the game.
Some good news for Oilers fans. Edmonton won their second game in a row after a rough patch of the season against the Vancouver Canucks Tuesday night. After trailing 2-0 in the second period, Connor McDavid's team managed to come back with 3 consecutive goals to win it in overtime. Last night's game marked the return of Oilers forward Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, who missed 6 games due to a knee injury. Leon Draisaitl scored his 29th goal of the season, making him the first point leader in the National Hockey League and the second goal-scoring leader after New York Rangers' Chris Kreider.
Congrats to Keith Yandle, the new Iron Man of the National Hockey League.
Philadelphia Flyers defenseman Keith Yandle marked a new record for the most consecutive games yesterday against the New York Islanders. With 965 consecutive NHL games, Yandle surpassed Doug Jarvis, who held the record with 964. In light of this historical moment, the Flyers have lost their 13th consecutive game last night in a 4-3 loss against the Islanders. The Montreal Canadiens are coming back home from a 10-game road trip. The Habs will face the Anaheim Ducks at the Bell Center Thursday at 7 p.m. After a crushing loss of 8-2 against the Minnesota Wild last Monday, the Canadiens will try to bounce back to win a 9th game this season.
Hello, David. This is Jack O'Connell with the Baseball Writers Association of America. I'm calling you from Cooperstown, New York, to let you know that the Baseball Writers have elected you to the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yes!
Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz will be introduced to the Baseball Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility. With a vote of 77.9%, Ortiz cleared the needed 75% for admission. With 10 All-Star nominations, 3 World Series championships, and 2 MVPs, Big Papi will join Cooperstown in 2022. Lastly, the Toronto Raptors defeated the Charlotte Hornets Tuesday night, 125-113, with Gary Trent Jr. leading the Raptors with 32 points as Toronto won their 23rd game of the season. Toronto is still fighting for a playoff spot as they are third in the Atlantic Division.
Thank you, Valérie. Tomorrow, January 27th, the members of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science will begin voting to determine which works will compete in the various academies. In the short fiction category, 2 Quebec productions have made the list: Frimas by Marianne Farley and Les Grandes Claques by Annine Saint-Pierre. In the animated short film category, 3 Quebec short films have been selected: Mauvaise Herbe by Claude Cloutier, Affairs of the Heart by Joanna Quinn and Les Miles, and Comme un Fleuve by Sandra Desmazières. Perhaps we will see soon Quebecer win the Oscars. In Montreal today, the weather is expected to be sunny for the rest of the day, and the sun will set at 4:52 p.m. The rest of the week looks pretty calm despite a drop in temperature on Saturday, where the minus could be as low as minus 23 degrees. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Matteo Michelli.